Sometimes they get a bad rap. There's been a lot of negative publicity about drones being used for warfare, surveillance, and getting too close to airports and the big planes. But on Governor's Island this weekend, the remote control machines will do something else. Some companies think drone racing could be the next big spectator sport. Reporter Adrian Ma has more.
If you've never seen a drone race before, think Formula One, where the cars are about 1/100th the size and can fly. These things can zoom up to 80 miles an hour and stop on a dime. And instead of drivers, they're operated by pilots who wear special goggles. Those goggles connect to a video camera on the drone, so they can see what the drone sees in real time. Conrad Miller is from Boise, Idaho. He says, it's like you're flying.
You're sitting there and your heart rate goes through the roof, you start sweating, you start shaking. It's very, very visceral.
Miller used to ride motorcycles, and he says drone racing gives him that same adrenaline rush.
And this is way better, because, you know, it's cheaper, it's safer, but it's like the same kind of kick.
Miller, who's in his late 30s, used to work as one of those tech support guys you call when your computer breaks down. Now, he's one of the first people who can call himself a professional drone racer.
It's a dream come true. And it's everyone's dream, basically.
Anybody yeah. who's here right now?
Yeah, for sure. Everyone that's here, if they haven't already quit their jobs, they're thinking about it, or they really want to.
Miller's employed by a drone manufacturer called Thrust UAV. The same way Ferrari sponsored Michael Schumacher, Thrust support for Miller may help raise the sport's profile. And Miller's already showing his skill. He's one of about 150 pilots competing this weekend, winnowed down from about 1,000 who tried out. His 12-year-old son, Sorrel, also made the cut.
What does it take to be a good drone pilot?
Practice and confidence.
Just last week, Sorrel beat his dad in a drone race in New Jersey.
Does it help to have, like, video game chops, or is it more about...
I play a lot of video games, and...
In his case,
like,
it just helps to be 12. I don't think the video games have anything to do with it.
The winner of this weekend's race will go on to represent Team USA at the first ever international drone race this fall. For WNYC, I'm Adrian Mott.